in the air. Standing in the middle of my daffodil paddock, I was wearing one of my favourite t-shirts, Love Her But Leave Her Wild. My handmade leather garden belt, made by one of my sisters as my farm warming present, was strapped to my hips and my flower snips were in hand. I had some elastic bands in my pocket and on my left wrist to secure bunches of daffodils, and a bucket of water to put the cut bunches into. The field of flowers before me was a sea of gold, flecked in places with pink, white, and pale lemon where the different varieties grew. They all had in common the joy daffodils represent. This is a flower that seems to bask in its own cheerfulness. As I approached the first row, I saw some daffodils were in full bloom, some were budding, and some were in between. I suddenly realised I did not know when the flowers were ready to be picked, but I knew a person who would. I sent a DM to Cecilia Fox, who I had met when I lived near her sustainable organic floral design studio in Melbourne. I was a regular customer and enjoyed learning from her. It was Cecilia who had introduced me to the concept of seasonal, local, and slow flowers. Her flowers were not sprayed, so they would have a shorter vase life. I learned to see that impermanence can make something beautiful. That morning, Cecilia told me that if I wanted to sell to florists someday, I would need to collect the flowers in 10 stem bunches and keep the stems as long as possible. I thanked her and began. I started at the top of the paddock, cutting long stems, bunching them in tens, and then placing them in the bucket. I had around 30 bunches in that first bucket, 300 stems of gold. Initially, I was harvesting for our home and family, but it didn't take long to realise that there were too many blooms not to share them with my wider community. As I snipped, harvested, and bunched, I decided to take as many buckets as I could back to the city and give them to my neighbours, dear friends, and various service providers in the area. When I ran out of buckets, I filled every vase that I could find, and somewhere early on, between the second and third buckets, I had a realisation, which led me to write this book. I looked up from the rows of daffodils and saw the neighbours' alpacas staring at me from across the fence. I was surrounded by the sound of birds and the smell of eucalyptus, sheep, and damp grass. I felt an upswelling in myself, starting from the ground I was standing on, and I thought, this is success. I could not believe that I was doing what I was doing, that I was in such a peaceful and beautiful environment, harvesting beauty that I then got to share with other people. The feeling and the realization I was having were not what I had been told success was meant to look like. I was alone. My only witnesses were the sheep and alpacas. No one was clapping for me. The alpacas seemed to be giving me death stares as they munched furiously. I was not earning money from this, and I had no skill or experience in what I was doing. I felt connected to myself and my beautiful surroundings and could share that beauty with others. In some ways, I do the same with my work. As a coach and speaker, I connect with my clients and audiences, and my intention is to share myself with them in a way that adds value and clarity to their lives. When I speak to an audience, applause is the affirming response that I receive from them. It is a key external measure for me to understand whether I have given a good keynote presentation, and I'm grateful when an audience acknowledges my work. But standing in the daffodil paddock reminded me of the many other versions of success that matter to me. Successes that feel good on the inside, regardless of how they look on the outside. Now, you may not want the same sort of success that I want, but perhaps there is something that you want, something you are building and creating in your life for yourself and others. What do you want, and why do you desire it? This is a book about success, but not the kind that leaves us empty, exhausted, and disconnected. In this book, we will explore holistic ways to dream, create, build, and measure success, an approach that keeps our minds, bodies, and spirits intact. Introduction. We are already born. We are going to die. So you have to do something interesting that you respect in between.